Years later, Thanos stood atop the Mentorplex, gazing out onto the sprawl of the Eternal City beneath him, out to the rolling foothills where, a decade past, he and Sinta had sat and watched the hovering robots build the very edifice in which he now lived with his father. Alars had reserved the top of the Mentorplex for himself. Of course. Of course, his father would want to look down on the rest of Titan, the way he looked down on his only son. Thanos imagined he could espy the exact spot where he'd sat on that day, even though he knew that was a foolish conceit. 10 years had passed in the blink of an eye, and he had spent that time doing his level best to forget the childish ways of his past and move into his future. He'd applied himself to his studies with a diligence and an intensity that even his father noted. He understood the complexities of physics and biology, astronomy and chemistry. He could identify stars and planets with a glance at the night sky, could manipulate energies to create astonishingly lifelike images that spoke and moved, their fidelity far beyond the crude holograms of Titan's technology. He could scrutinize living tissue on the subcellular level, tweaking mitochondria and lysosomes to engender new life. And he had done his best to forget Suisan. His mind, when pressed into service, was capable of many things, and so he commanded himself to forget her. But it was impossible. He could push her aside for weeks or months at a time, yet she always returned to him. He dreamed her face, enormous and pained and weeping. It was her face at the moment of his birth, he imagined. No one could remember the moment of birth, he knew, and yet with frightful regularity, he dreamed of it anyway, and was convinced it was a memory, not an invention of his subconscious. 2 years ago, he had finally uncovered proof positive that Alars had bribed Sinta's family into providing friendship for Thanos, living quarters in the much sought-after Mentorplex upon its completion. Alars had said not a word when presented with the proof. But since then, Thanos had not seen Sinta, had spent most of his time at home, pursuing his endless studies. His subsequent loneliness eventually overcame his reticence, and in those 2 years, he'd tried going out, being among his people. But he could not bear the expressions on people's faces, the barely suppressed horror, the outright revulsion. His parents' reaction to him had set the precedent. His decision from years ago was the right one. But was he really so monstrous? He wondered. Was he truly such a vile creature? Or was it just the perception of others? A look in a mirror, reluctantly, confirmed it. Yes. Yes, he was. And yet he wondered, could it really be something as simple, as superficial, as the color of his skin, and the raked sand slant of his broad chin that cast such fear into them? Were the people of Titan, his people, such cowards that they could be terrified by something literally skin deep? Titans were more sophisticated than to cleave to ancient superstitions, but they still associated purple with death, with misfortune, as though the photorefractive properties of a substance had anything at all to do with... He sighed. It exhausted him just thinking about it. He couldn't believe it to be true. It had to be something else. He knew he was unusual. Appearance aside, his intelligence cast him apart from others. With each day, he grew smarter and more cunning. He understood more and more, though he could not understand the fear of the others.